The next issue discussed was the potential role of bevacizumab in the adjuvant management of patients with HER2-positive tumors and emerging data from UCLA investigators led by Dr. Pegram on the potential of combining Bev with trastuzumab. The next poll question related to the two major adjuvant trials about to be launched, one by the NSABP and BCIRG, evaluating TCH alone or with bevacizumab, and the other, the so-called ALTO trial, evaluating trastuzumab, lapatinib, or the combination or sequence of these agents with chemotherapy. About half of the think tank faculty expressed some reservations about putting patients on these studies and indicated that they would be selective in doing so. Dr. Mackey, a BCIRG leader, responded to the poll results.
I'm actually extremely encouraged by this kind of a reaction because, if you know, the data that we're talking about is 6 weeks old. And we are already shifting the majority of people to considering these novel trial designs. And so at the end of the day, anthracyclines have been something that we struggled for 25 years to actually prove mattered. We finally achieved our 4% disease-free survival advantage. Everyone is jumping up and down. And now we've got to admit that maybe there are more important issues to address, the biological questions, rather than being stuck on what is old and toxic treatment. So at the end of the day, I think that we're going to see a great deal of interest in these new trials where the biology drives the question. And I think also we're going to find increasingly that we're going to be willing to pursue regimens where, in a sense, it's sort of a withdrawal of some of the accepted past treatments because we're realizing we can't just keep on adding on to the toxicities we have by adding yet another agent.
And we'll talk about anthracyclines in HER2-negative patients. You wonder whether people are going to be using anthracyclines, period, in the adjuvant setting a couple of years from now. Kathy, what are your thoughts about the two patient kind of issues in these trials, ethical kind of informed consent issues?
Well, this data is not very old about TCH, and it would be nice to see this data published in a peer review setting before we all go galloping off into the sunset in any direction. But having said that, I think there's been logic and momentum behind this as a concept, and I think that is why you're seeing people looking toward it fairly quickly. I think this would be a reasonable trial with a reasonable control arm. I wouldn't be offended by it.
How about the Aphrodite or Alto? Would you be comfortable without trastuzumab?
I'm comfortable with both trials.
10 positive nodes?
I'm comfortable with both trials.
Rowan?
It doesn't seem to bother me that there's a split because you're asking people in this setting the question, is that your standard therapy, one of those arms? And I think we've heard discussion the whole morning that it's hard to get any one of us to agree on any standard therapy. So I think it's a little bit of a different question. And I think it's pretty amazing that half the people are willing to go on to these studies where one could arguably say we have a standard therapy arm that's 6 weeks old or has 2 years follow-up. So I'm encouraged by that. And I think we're headed in a direction even more so, we talked about already, about leaving therapies behind, is how are we going to evaluate therapies? Because if we have things that work in advanced disease, do we want to wait 4 or 5 years for adjuvant trial? So I think this is part of this evolution of we have to get someplace else to come up with the strategy instead of saying, I'm going to wait 6 years for an adjuvant therapy trial, and then I'm going to give it to my patient. So I think we're in a transition area.